What other clinical research data do we have right now on BEV and ovarian cancer in addition to these two studies?
Well, there are a number of historical cohort studies that have been published, and those are basically several institutions' experience in using the drug off-label, both in a single-agent mode as well as with combination therapy, that have demonstrated clinical activity in much more heavily pretreated patient populations. These studies have also, in general, demonstrated maybe more significant risks of GI perforation, especially in patients that are more heavily pretreated and have received combination therapy with cytotoxic drugs. But again, those are uncontrolled studies. I think that they support two results seen in phase two trials that, you know, the drug has single agent disease stabilization properties, can induce some objective responses, is also effective with cytotoxic therapy, but probably more toxic in the setting of cytotoxic therapy for the management of recurrent disease. Difficult to know whether there's any additional benefit in patients receiving combination therapy versus single agent therapy. There was also an important phase two study published recently in JCO by Dr. Agustin Garcia, which examined bevacizumab combined with metronomic or low-dose oral cyclophosphamide in patients very similar to the GOG-170D single-agent bevacizumab phase 2 trial, and demonstrated a slightly higher objective response rate and slightly higher six-month progression-free survival rate than the single-agent BEV trial, suggesting the need for at least randomized phase 2 trials of bevacizumab plus either metronomic chemotherapy, other biological agents, or cytotoxic agents compared to bevacizumab alone or compared to those single agents alone.